This segment of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Bike Federal, the Bitcoin ATM company, bringing Bitcoin to a location near you. Trying to get into Bitcoin but don't know where to start? Bike Federal ATMs make it easy. Safe, secure, and reliable, a Bike Federal ATM introduces you to cryptocurrency investing with a method you're familiar with at a real physical location. Good afternoon. Welcome to the second half of the Henry Raine Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Heard every Saturday, 12.05 p.m. until, I don't know, 1 o'clock, thereabouts, maybe a little longer. We on a roll and we have important information to bring to you. In the studio, we have Alex Solis, Solis Digital Investments. We have Andy, a.k.a. Goldbug1. He should be checked out frequently at his column for his analysis at TradingView.com. Just put Goldbug1 into the search, and you'll find a vast amount of information there. We have Leonard Lopin from Bite Federal, the chief technical officer there. And also we have Augie, a.k.a. the contrarian for all the Augustinians out there. I want to remind you that the show is available on demand in a number of platforms. Really, you just Google Henry Raine Show and podcast, and you'll find it in places like Podomatic.com, Stitcher.com, SoundCloud.com, somehow on iTunes.com. These guys have to show me how to find it. It says it's there, but I have a problem locating it, but maybe you can inform me to that also. And most importantly, we want to direct you to yours.org, which is a way for you to help support the show. Just a few pennies, literally just a few pennies. Yours.org is a blockchain application that allows you to make micropayments, emphasis micro, to the creators of the content. So if you were to go there, you put just a couple dollars worth of cryptocurrency on your account there, and you can help us by just voting 2 cents or 10 cents. You can actually play the show for about 20 cents in the format that you want, and we appreciate that. But just those little dimes and nickels or 2 cents help move us up the food chain on yours.org. I want to thank everybody that helped out last week, because our second week on yours.org, you kept us on the hot page, up on the front page, first page for most of the week, and on the crypto page, even longer on the hot page. So we appreciate all that. Going back into where we left off in the first half, we were talking about the possibility of some of the major Wall Street players coming into this. And, of course, we had talked about Goldman Sachs last week. But to this week, Ritholtz Wealth Management CEO, I know you're taking these all down and you're going to have a scorecard of all the investment managers and hedge fund managers. We'll be introducing our own trading card set soon that will be another resource and revenue stream here for the Henry Raine Show. But CEO Josh Brown has said, by the way, I wonder what the Jamie Dimon trading card will go for.
I'm wondering what Augie's will go for. That's where my money's at.
I don't know if you've ever been into the trading. I think you told me you were into it. Like, remember when they had the gimmick cards, the gold embossed trading cards and stuff? That's what Augie needs, is the gold embossed with the 3D relief.
That's right. Denny's had that series. Remember, they were the hologram cards. And, he'd be one of the rare ones there.
Yes.
Birds of rare feather always get together.
I don't know if on the 3D relief, if we really have enough wits to the card to give him justice.
I did that one time. I mean, I made a huge mistake. I should have done the hard buying, and I didn't, and that was when it comes to gold, and what is hard anyway, you know?
I know you've probably been asked that a lot, but anyway, CEO.
I'm not talking about your girlfriend.
CEO Josh Brown has said that the stampede is coming for Bitcoin from banks as soon as next year. In a piece on Reformed Broker, all of you must read that. I'll have to check that one out myself. Brown, who is a legacy finance figure openly supportive of cryptocurrencies, Goldman Sachs is rumored to be the major institution to take Bitcoin mainstream with Wall Street. Now, we talked about that before, and there was conflicting, but here's what Josh Brown says, quoting, "I mentioned a few weeks back that you can practically smell it in the air. The big money is coming into this space. I can't imagine how that doesn't blow the price up into the stratosphere. The big rumor going around last night, I don't know when last night was, is that Goldman Sachs is going to launch market-making and cryptocurrency for their clients in the third quarter of 2018. I don't know if that's true or not, but on the side I'm probably betting it in the marketplace as I float this out here on Reform Broker because I'm a Reform Broker, so you can trust me. But multiple people who don't know each other are saying it, as much as we don't know him and we're saying it right now. So it does have a self-fulfilling prophecy there. It has become increasingly difficult, moving on a little bit, to dismiss Wall Street to dismiss Bitcoin because it's now with the new pricing of Bitcoin has reached $95 billion, which actually is more than the market value of Goldman Sachs itself. So you can't imagine they don't want a piece of that action. And you look at some of the other comparisons. J.P. Morgan Chase, that diamond guy, $350 billion. What is he going to be saying about it being a fraud if Bitcoin exceeds the market cap of the company he's supposed to be running so well?
I think he'll do a Mark Cuban on that as soon as they're able to trade it.
And let's go one more time into the hedge fund, venture capital fund manager, trading card, sweepstakes. Ami Ben David, co-founder of venture capital fund Spice, told Financial Times, that's the London newspaper, quote, "A year ago they didn't know about it. 6 months ago they thought it was a scam. Now they realize they simply just don't understand it and they're starting to get nervous and want to learn about it. There is definitely an element of fear of missing out. People have been told by their advisors, don't touch it, it's a bubble, and now they are upset they might have already missed it." Also, Paul Vigna, the Wall Street Journal, reported the Goldman Sachs rumor. Goldman efforts involves both its currency trading division and the bank strategic investment group. People said, this is from the Wall Street Journal, suggests the firm believes Bitcoin's future is more as a payment method rather than a store of value like gold. So I'm not quite sure I understand if that's contradictory or not, Leonard. More as a payment method than a store of value. Why do those things contradictory? Why are they different? Then we'll go to Anya.
Well, I actually have come to see Bitcoin more as a store of value. The payment system works for all cryptocurrencies regardless, and everybody I think who uses Bitcoin figures that out really quick. There's some coins that are cheaper, so they're actually better for payments. But in terms of storage of value, I think what we're seeing is some kind of flippening here. There's a ton of fiat cash that's just printed zeros on bank accounts, and it's trying to find some harder assets that maybe are not as cumbersome as gold, and I think that's why this rush of fiat goes into cryptocurrency. Another thing I wanted to mention regarding all those hedge funds, which is interesting, I think there's over 30 or 40 that started this year just to trade in cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is predominantly algorithmic, so for software systems to be run for these hedge funds, that's just perfect. They can run them 24/7. They can trade against each other, and they have so much fun doing it. It's completely different than running it against Wall Street, which is shut down.
Well, I want to step in there because you know I am a gold bug, and I'm just letting you know, Leonard, when the zombie apocalypse happens and you have no electricity and the cell towers are out, I will be sitting fine.
That's a very good point, which is made many times. Actually, that's circling back to one other thing we mentioned. I think Bitcoin is on the edge of a certain number of interesting technologies. So online security is a big problem, and Bitcoin really makes us aware how bad we actually are at keeping digital assets online or any form of storage. Also, that's the other thing, long-term storage of digital information. It's still a big problem, not just with Bitcoin. And when it comes to electricity and running out of electricity, I think Bitcoin has an economic incentive incentive to actually make a stronger and better infrastructure where whoever is going to be able to reboot Bitcoin faster is the one who basically will make money. So it's in your own interest to make sure in the zombie apocalypse.
When the zombie apocalypse comes and brains are food, they may just pass us right by.
There'll be a big demand for baseball bats.
Augie.
Yeah, I'm by golly.
He already grabbed your taglines on a bunch of his comments So go right to the gold as a...
If I'm going to trade... For value. Right now the real estate market has dropped in Florida alone at almost 20%. And that's in 1 month. And if there's any hint of another hurricane, any weather event...
Now, by drop 20%, are you talking about activity,
sales,
about unit sales, or the price?
The median price?
The
straight sales.
Okay. The contrarians would argue that that's because of low inventory. There isn't the inventory to sell.
No, they've got plenty of inventory, and people are trading.
They're lying.
Well, they're not talking about trades. That's number one. And real estate trades also, you know. And that acts like currency. So you're gonna have. I've traded a number of properties over the years, and that's accumulated debt. If for example, the capital gains tax changes, there's another avenue they can suck money out of individuals and kill you financially, and they really can. That's what is so dangerous about this current president. So, and the kinds of people he puts in charge are doing that. So the anchor that you may want to go to for a sale of, let's say, a major piece of art. You don't want it in dollars. You may want it in gold. And that's a clue to our friend Alex over there. You may want to think actual hard gold. And that's where I would go. And I think that's the – if you fear a bubble and there's a hint of a bubble, that's really the way to go.
Well, I think we could be coming into a triple bubble. I mean, this could be the triple play of the decade,
right,
where you have the crypto bubble, the housing bubble again.
Exactly.
And then you also have the Wall Street bubble. I mean, we're trading at all-time highs in all of them.
All those things are vulnerable.
But thank God we got Trump in there because he will take care of it. He is a man of action.
Alex, you've been shaking your head, not to Andy, but to Augie. So let your thoughts out.
Okay, this is my theory on gold. Now I'm 28 years old. I have asked everyone 28 years old and under me if they have ever invested in gold. I have asked thousands of people, and they said no. They said they even know you can. So the thing is, what's going to happen is in the next 20 years, gold money's going to be taken out of gold and put into digital currencies, the new technologies. Gold is over. Gold was great for the last, you know, maybe 200 years or whatever. I don't know the true history of gold, but it's not what the new generation wants and is going to allow. It's just the gold has raped the economy everywhere. It's not good anymore.
You'd have to convince Mr. Putin of that because 2 years ago he bought 2/3 of the world's gold supply.
And already convinced him because he's bought Bitcoin. He's the second biggest Bitcoin miner.
He just regulated Bitcoin. He didn't sell off his gold, though.
He signed up with Solis Digital Assets, and he's definitely he's trading.
We could.
Why are they laughing on this show?
Hey, I can tell you, you know, the reason why, you know, gold is very expensive, and you cannot buy fractional pieces. I mean, you know, an ounce
you can
of gold.
Buy 1/10 of an ounce.
1/10 of an ounce, yes. But, I mean, it's so small. And I think, you know, adults or kids, Alex's age and younger, you know, they're into the digital age. However, once they start building assets up, you're going to want to diversify, and you're going to want to have some physical gold. And I can't emphasize enough out there, you should own a little bit of physical gold and some silver.
I'm going to follow that up with Alex is into art, and we know that for sure. And what big money does, they invest in qualitative art that trades easily and increases in value. It's better than houses.
I believe in real estate, art, all those investments, but currency investments are trash. We've seen what happened to, I believe, the dong is worth nothing. It's the same with gold. It's going to be a currency that's worth nothing because we're using another tool now. Like the tulips, they're worth a lot.
You can't compare tulip mania to gold. Gold is a lot longer than 200 years, by the way, Alex. Let's go back maybe 6 or 7,000 years.
Even Andy said it.
It's in a bubble.
If nobody's buying gold from 28 years old and old and under, gold's going to crash eventually.
I don't know that there was ever a big market for 28-year-old gold, other than less rap stars with chains on around their neck. Actually, isn't that true, though, that that's why a lot of people outside the normal economy you'd see wearing a lot of gold because they were storing their wealth on their body.
Right. I think one of the crucial things about gold is the difficulty to just make it up, and you just can't. But let's say we start asteroid mining and we find a couple of asteroids. They're just gold. We basically destroy the gold market as it stands. And the interesting thing is with cryptocurrencies, the limitation is mathematical. So while there might be other cryptocurrencies, let's say in 100 years, there will only be 21 million Bitcoin. And that's an interesting actually aspect if you think of the economy. Of everything. I'm not saying that, you know, a supernova has to make gold, so, or maybe even the black holes. That's something
actually
very special, you know.
It would peak at 21 million, but will probably decrease after that because as people forget their addresses
we already don't have, I think it's 18 million Bitcoin in circulation. It's not 18 million in circulation. And no. The other thing people don't understand is, like, I can make up a stock certificate and say, like, I have 100,000 shares to sell, but with Bitcoin, I can't. I need to run a mining farm. That's a lot of energy, a lot of investment, a lot of technical know-how. So there's a certain, you know, a value to what the miner will sell you a Bitcoin for. And that's a really interesting economic perspective, comparing Bitcoin cryptocurrencies to metals, precious metals.
Then you also have diamonds. I mean, diamonds are, there's a well-known fact that diamonds are oversupplied and they keep them hidden so people don't know the value. And you can buy diamonds cheap all the time. And are they real or are they made up? Are they physically made? And that we know that diamonds now are so fake that you don't know what you're getting. But yet people use that to exchange values instead of, which is what you guys have going here for you, is to, you can make exchanges without borders getting in the way. People carry diamonds and getting arrested for carrying value of something. So unless people say the value of the diamonds they're carrying isn't really worth it, it is what it is, and discredit themselves. I mean, this whole issue of what things are really worth and what they're really valued at is what plays into this. But gold has an anchoring fact.
Well, trying to bring us back to so we can get some of these other topics there, let's just say that many people thought Amazon was overvalued in its initial phases and was at a bubbly price. But it was disruptive enough that it's turned out that those people were incorrect in their analysis. One of the things that is going on is not just the price of the cryptocurrency, it's how blockchain technology is going to change the way we do so many things in our lives. Some people call it Internet 2.0. Some people compare it to the smartphone. Research by CB Insight shows that five major financial firms, Goldman Sachs, Google is considered a financial firm, I guess, by them, Citi, are among the top five most active corporate investors in blockchain technology. They are also behind the Japanese group SBI Holdings and U.S.-based, of all places, online retailer Overstock.com that has been having a run in the stock market that some people attribute it very similarly to tracking cryptocurrency pricing because of their adoption of the technology and also the adoption of, I believe it's more than just Bitcoin they accept now.
Yeah, I believe they accept multiple currencies because there's a lot of, and I'm sure Leonard could speak to this, there's a lot of, what do they call them?
Overstock also, especially because the CEO, a big libertarian fan of Bitcoin blockchain technology for a long time. I think they created even a Wall Street knockoff, basically, based on the blockchain. Overstock, a retailer, which you would never think of just because of all the background they had with Bitcoin.
Well, you know, it's that merchant services. So you can actually accept with the Henry Rain Show. You can accept, multiple currencies. And it gets converted to cash instantly for a small fee. And I think that is what the banks don't like because they make a lot of money on credit cards.
I'm writing down the timestamp on that whole thing about Henry Rain Show getting paid through this.
Have you gone down the street and seen wholesale this, wholesale that? Have you seen those kind of signs?
I see homeless, and thank God I got Bitcoin.
Too.
I can't give them any.
No, but I mean, yeah, right. So when you go down the street and you say, pass the furniture, say wholesale prices, what does wholesale mean? When you sell something and you're desperate to sell it, it's whatever you can get for it.
It's the market.
It's whatever the market demands.
All right. So I'm going to kick this one over to Andy, and then that will let him run this into the topic that he's been waiting to talk about. But it does speak to something maybe you have or have not written about on your column, GoldBug1, TradingView.com. First regulated cryptocurrency derivative trades have taken place on a U.S. exchange. The release here says today, but I believe it was probably Thursday or Friday. Maybe you can correct me. Bitcoin trading platform Ledger X confirmed rumors that had already begun trading. So this is off without an announcement. Trading cryptocurrency derivatives, and offering it first received approval to begin selling to institutional investors in July. And I'm not, I know down here it tells who they are approved by, but I was surprised you would even seek out approval for that from anything other than the SEC. But according to figures provided by the company, LedgerX saw 176 swaps and option contracts traded in its first week with notional values of more than $1 million. The company based in New York is licensed as both a swap execution facility, an SCF, and a derivatives clearing organization, a DCO, is now reported exploring working with options trading shops, asset manager, head funds, Bitcoin miners, family offices, investment bankers, the guy on the corner with the sign that, that Andy sees every day. What does all this mean, Andy?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm skeptical of that to begin with because I really want to see regulations come in. You know, we've heard about this before. I'm not even sure it's really actually trading because to be a derivatives market, you have to be licensed by something. And everything I've seen is the SEC's turned it down and
CBOE.
And the CBOE, you know, Chicago.
Maybe it's a New York state regulated situation.
I think actually LedgerX went through a long process of seeking out regulations and did actually get them. So I think what they're doing is there is actually, if you check out a website called Deribit.com, they already do options for Bitcoin for a while, I think, but they're overseas. So LedgerX would be probably the American alternative.
So we will research that and come back to it tomorrow. Also, there's already we've talked about the exchange traded fund and ETF in the U.S., but I think there's already one trading in Europe, isn't there?
There's something traded in England, but I think it's more of a bet against.
No, I think I've seen an actual exchange traded fund because some of the places like J.P. Morgan Chase for their biggest clients. That's where they were placing the purchases.
Yeah, that was that Swedish exchange, right? But I don't know too much about that.
Yeah, all right. Some homework for myself and everybody else next week. We'll come back and we'll at least presume to know more than we do this week. So you, Andy, have had some thoughts about, you've alluded to it throughout this show, about what's going to happen with liquidity in the marketplace for alternative coins and what you think's going on. You haven't said who, not maybe names, but interests. You haven't told what interests are behind all this.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, after the Bitcoin Cash, you know, after Bitcoin Cash split off, everybody was expecting to get their Bitcoin Cash, and it took months and months and months. So this time people are, just like Leonard said and Alex has said, they're going to be putting their money on private wallets. This creates a liquidity issue within these exchanges. And, you know, any movement of the market, and these markets move swift, you could really have a complete meltdown of the markets. Regardless of which way the prices go, it's the exchanges that can melt down. And then that would leave you pretty much SOL.
Now, CoinMarketCap presumes to give you what the volume of trading is in dollars or other denominations, too. But dollars is like the easiest for most of us to interpret. Have you noticed I presume you look at it pretty frequently.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what I noticed just in the last few days with Bitcoin on the record price, trading above $2 billion a day most of these days this week, at least the last two or three days, Litecoin volume, which had gone up with the price rise after the last peak of Bitcoin last week, fell off and now is trading lower. Ethereum pretty much flatlined on volume this week, it seemed, although it did have a rise. So from last week's show, where we saw a record price on Bitcoin, we had a little trailing off of Bitcoin, well, a little 8% drop in Bitcoin. Meanwhile, the two of the five other top currencies, Ethereum and Litecoin, had a price increase. Then they fell back as the new price of Bitcoin rising. Is that a function of the lack of liquidity in the market? People just moving out of that and into the Bitcoin?
Absolutely. I think you're seeing market rotation. We're back to where the market was September 13th before it fell. Mm-hmm. However,
we're past it.
Yeah, well, Well, we're just about there past it.
Are you talking total market capitalization?
But if you exclude Bitcoin, the market's still down 20%. So there's no new money coming in. However, with Bitcoin passing 6,000, what we see a lot is everyone gets excited and here comes the late money. But
how do the exchanges melt down?
Well, a lot of these exchanges are trading on margins. And so what happens is if you start getting margin calls, I'm an exchange.
Greater margins than what people are familiar with Merrill Lynch or the regular Wall Street.
Well, sure. Like Leonard said, you don't own the coins. The exchange owns your coins, and they're loaning those coins out.
So that's a question, actually. I don't know of – I think Coinbase stopped their margin abilities for their customers. I'm not sure if Bitfinex still has it. There's a lot of these bucket shops, though. I mean, the second tier, if you will, little exchanges. But if they would blow up, that probably wouldn't kill the market, right? It would just hurt a lot of people that they're playing around with the –
Well, then, you get gun-shy. It's just like when Gox happened. Even though it was just them – look what it did to Bitcoin. So you get a lot of, I'm gun shy now, but I think most of the Kraken, Bitfinex, they all offer margin trading, and it's kind of crazy. Some of it's 100-1, which is just ludicrous,
So fear builds and panic sets in, and when that is always what happens in these circumstances. People don't know where to go. They trust advice from good advisors, and they get trapped. And this kind of panic undercuts all the options of positive whatever.
Absolutely. It's exactly what happened in 87 when the market started moving, volatile, started hitting through margins. And even though Augie sold his Johnson & Johnson, a day before, all of a sudden he goes to look in his account and it's not credited. And that's because of the banks and the exchanges or the brokers were using his his shares to allow Leonard to go crazy in margins. And so
he was really young at that time.
Yeah.
Well, I think there was even a five-day settlement way back then.
We were anticipating Leonard.
It was, yeah. But, the Federal Reserve, that was when Alan Greenspan, appointed by our great President Ronald Reagan, stepped in and saved the markets. However, with cryptocurrencies, we don't have that. No. We don't have the Ronald Reagan.
One different thing that we do have, though, is
Jamie Dimon is a
global operating market, which I really, really like, and I'm going to look forward to some more crashes and corrections in the cryptocurrency market. Because we are trading with machines, and we're trading around the clock, around the globe. So any market movements, we see crazy market movements. Overall, the rate of Bitcoin, the only way you can explain it is with a exponential adoption. Nothing else seems to really care. Bitcoin doesn't seem to care about much anything else at this point.
We need to try and wrap because we want to make sure we leave time for Alex. Solis Digital Investments always bringing us the upcoming currency of the week in his feature. Alex, what do you have for us this week?
Today I have a special one. It's Tron, just like the movie Tron. I get a lot of flack for this name, TRON. Now, this is a blockchain-based decentralized protocol that aims to construct a worldwide free content entertainment system with the blockchain and distributed storage technology. Now, the big part about this, it was just out in September, so it's only a couple months old, and the investors on this are probably the best investors I've ever seen in any cryptocurrency. And I could go, it goes like I think there's like five or six of them that are the main key, and I will start naming them. So first we have the WeDai. He's the founder of OFO, the biggest shared bicycles provider in China, with a value of over $3 billion. That company's huge. We have another investor that is probably the biggest investor in cryptocurrency. It's the Bitmain CEO. And everything that Bitmain invests in, it always goes up. There's no matter what. Bitmain is the biggest miner in cryptocurrency, mining corporation. So if Bitmain goes down, Bitcoin's going to be in trouble. So that's a very secure trade. It's just like buying Coca-Cola stock. And to me, YouTube's in trouble. Google's in trouble. They're all in trouble because people are tired of putting their content on there, not getting paid for it and everything. So there's going to be these websites or these apps that help you create your own free content and get paid for it, get the full percentage. And they already have an app that they're associated with. It's called the PWO app, P E IWO app. It has already has 10 million users, and it'll be the first Tron-compatible entertainment app.
So how does that work? So someone goes to that app to listen to, or why am I thinking listen?
I'm waiting for the Pac-Man app. That's the point I want. Pac-Man.
So they want some content there. How do they get it?
So I'm not too familiar about how this whole technology works. That's probably the technical side. But what I know is that if you're putting your stuff on YouTube and stuff, you're not getting all their ad revenue share. You're not getting any of that. The clicks and all that. You're basically sharing all your profit. You're with another company that has done nothing but just posted it for you, which is not fair at all.
I've seen a kid on there. He's making $16 million a year on YouTube for doing silly videos. I mean, it gets ridiculous at some point.
And should probably be making 160, right?
Yeah, he should be a billionaire. But so YouTube is probably making $100 million off him, cutting him a check for $60 million.
Hey, you should be happy with that. I know I was, you know. I remember mowing the yard for a quarter, so.
But it was a push mower, no gas.
We didn't even, yeah, exactly.
Uphill.
It was uphill, you know, both ways.
When a quarter was worth $2 in purchasing power, right?
Yeah, you got two candy bars for a quarter. I can't lie.
So, Alex, you need to bring this home for us.
Yes.
How does the show get up on there and make money?
So,
you can tell us next week. Okay, but right now, I'm looking at it, it's trading for 0.2 of a penny.
That's a home run there if it gets up to a penny, I'm telling you right now.
Now, the thing about this is, people understand, is this has already hit a penny overnight in the beginning of September, so you'd have made, sometimes
the money, you're saying.
But the thing is, this is so new. If people don't realize it, the world is changing. Everything, the way you distribute content is changing. Everything's changing. So now people will use these apps and these websites to put their content on there and get paid. Nobody wants to be controlled anymore. No, the internet has changed to where it should be freedom, not rich
somebody. Alex was telling me he's going to be very bold in the future because he's going to let us know in the weeks to come how these tips have come out and how they played out over the time period.
I can tell you his stock portfolio looks like the old Yellow Pages.
No, I only have 5-6 coins, but I'm way up. I have to lose thousands of dollars to be in the negative. So I've done well for myself. I obviously don't have millions of dollars, but I'm very, very well off with this crypto, and I believe in it.
We believe in you, Alex. And before we sign off, any last words?
I want to take advantage of the crashes that people are going to experience so I can advance my investment further. The predators are all over the place, and they come with varying kinds of masks. And beware, people. This is a dangerous little element you're into.
I seen one, and she looked like Hillary.
Of course, we know that the outlier of all is the so-called President of the United States.
All right. Well, we almost made it through a show.
I just want to throw a little stock out there. Not stock, I'm sorry. I want to throw a crypto out there that I really like, and I know it's probably a lot of people don't like it. It's Ripple. I really like Ripple, and I
have come in a bottle.
That's one of the reasons. I have association with the name, just like Tron, but I'd rather see Pac-Man. You got Grape Ripple, you got all that, but this Ripple is really good. What a team!
We'll take that up next week because we want to talk about the changing supply of that. Leonard, I understand you are now. Lee sent me something about the new status of Byte Federal. Thank you so much for coming on as a sponsor for the show.
Yeah, sure,
we really appreciate it. But
show.
you are now climbing up the list of the biggest ATM companies in the U.S.
Yeah, that's right. Today we installed our 19th ATM, so we're now, depends how you count, between 10th and 14th largest operator in the United States. And hopefully next year it's going to see a massive
How far till number one?
Well, we'd probably need another 100 ATMs.
So are you buying lunch today, Leonard?
Well, now that you're reaching out to our vast audience with your sponsorships, I see that happening almost as fast as Tron getting to a dollar. Alex, anything else before we go?
Disney is and talks to buying Tron. I'm just kidding, people. I'm just kidding.
All right. We'll be back next week with another Henry Rain show.
Trying to get into Bitcoin but don't know where to start? Byte Federal ATMs make it easy. Safe, secure, and reliable, a Byte Federal ATM introduces you to cryptocurrency investing with a method you're familiar with at a real physical location. If you've ever used a bank ATM, then you're ready to step up to a Byte Federal ATM and start building your digital assets. Located throughout Florida and Georgia, there's a Byte Federal ATM near you. Go to ByteFederal.com to find a location for you. That's ByteFederal.com, and you'll find a real phone number, a real email, and real people you've heard live on The Henry Rain Show.
It just ain't the same. Always a change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only